Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome
to
the April 2022 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council. Before we get started, I'm going to ask our meeting moderator, Carol Dicton, to provide instructions about how to participate in the meeting.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. All members of the public will remain on mute throughout the meeting. When it's time for public comment, Chairman Richko will make an announcement. At that time, members of the public wishing to speak should raise their hands and wait to be called on. For those participating via video, please use the raise hand option in Zoom. If you are participating by phone, please press star 9 to raise your hand. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. At that time, you will be unmuted and may begin your comment. Please watch and or listen for instructions and note that there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Your patience is appreciated. When it is your turn to speak, please begin by providing your name and any organization that you are representing. When you are finished speaking, please indicate that you're done. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes and members of the public are limited to one comment per resolution and one comment during the general public comment period at the end of the meeting. Council members, as a reminder, you have the ability to mute and unmute yourselves without assistance from staff. Please note if there is extraneous noise on your line, like a dog barking, a staff member may mute you so that it does not interrupt the meeting. Lastly, council members, if you're experiencing a problem, please call the executive director at 201-208-4311. I repeat, that's 201-208-4311. And Chairman, it looks like Michael Dressler, council member Dressler, has joined the meeting.
I am here.
Very good. We have 100% attendance today. And just want to remind the council members that it's probably good to put you on mute when you're not speaking, because if you cough or drop something or something, you come on the screen. So something to keep in mind. All right. Thank you, Carol. Annette, please call the roll.
Bert Alston.
Here.
Tim Daugherty.
Present.
Michael Dressler.
Here.
Michael Francis.
Here.
Robert Holtaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Paul Richko.
Here.
Michael Sabatich.
Here.
Dan Van Abs.
Here.
James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Bowden.
Here.
Thank you, Annette. Would you also please call the roll of Highlands Council staff and other colleagues that are present?
Thanks for reminding me. I always forget about them. Okay, Lisa Plevin.
Here.
Gabrielle Gallagher.
Here.
James Humphreys.
Here.
Mary Jude Haddock-Weiler.
Here.
Kelly Curran.
Here.
Corey Piasecki.
Here.
Netta Hartman.
Here.
Tom Taglarini.
Here.
Carol Dicton.
Here.
And Karen Castanis. She's here, I know she's here. And then from the GAU's office, Jeffrey Nielsen.
Here.
And from the DAG's office, Jason Kane.
Here.
Yep.
And that the Open Public Meetings Act.
Yep. This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. The Highlands Council sent written notice of the time, date, and method of participation in this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and post a notice on the Highlands Council website. This meeting is being conducted by means of video and teleconference. Instructions for participating in the meeting and providing comments are available on the Highlands Council website. Participants may provide comments during the meeting or by emailing them to the Highlands Council prior to or following the meeting up to close of business on Friday, April 22nd, 2022.
Thank you, Annette. Please join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all. Before we proceed with the rest of the meeting, I'd like to ask you all to join me in a moment of silent thoughts and prayers for the people of Ukraine. Thank you. Chairman's report. I have one item. I'm pleased to announce that at long last, we will be returning to in-person council meetings next month. I want to thank the council members, the staff, and members of the public for your patience during the past 2 years dealing with phone and Zoom meetings. It has been interesting, but it's time to get back and hopefully it'll last. And with that good news, I'll turn it over to Lisa for the executive director's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I'm very pleased to announce that we have completed our rollout of the Highlands Region Economic Sustainability Plan. A copy of this report was distributed electronically to municipal, county, and state officials, planning professionals, nonprofits, and other constituent audiences who would benefit from the information and tools available in the plan. We also plan on conducting a webinar to discuss the details of the plan and its conclusions and to highlight ways that municipalities can use this information to support their own local economic development efforts. Additional outreach efforts will include meetings with county economic development groups and a panel discussion at the upcoming Planning and Redevelopment Conference in June. The steering committee is currently being reorganized to lead ongoing implementation efforts. And in fact, they just had their first meeting this past Tuesday to discuss next steps. Moving on, I have some good news for those of you that have complained in the past that our website is in severe need of updating. We obviously agree with you, but I'm pleased to say have taken a concrete step in working to remedy this. Staff has begun coordinating with the Office of Information Technology and Creative Services in Trenton on a complete overhaul of the Highlands Council website. This website, you may know, was designed originally in 2005 and has seen only minor updates since then. The update project will involve a comprehensive content inventory and audit, development of an entirely new content architecture, and a graphic redesign, including the addition of a mobile-friendly interface. Stakeholder and user input will help inform this throughout the process. We anticipate reaching out to council members, nonprofits, other agencies, and the public for input as we go through this process. This project is expected to be completed by the end of this year, which is an ambitious time frame, but that's our goal. Moving on to plan conformance updates for municipal petitions. Today, as you know, the council will be considering a petition for plan conformance for Union Township in Hunterdon County. And I just want to point out that this is a milestone for our agency and frankly, the result of numerous outreach meetings with the township over the last few years. Also at an upcoming meeting, the council will consider an amended petition for Highland Center designation for Clinton Township, Hunterdon County. The amended petition went out for 30-day public comment period on April 5th and comments will be accepted through May 5th. Lastly, I'm pleased to report that Bloomingdale Borough in Passaic County has completed their economic development plan. Moving on to municipally issued exemptions, since my last report, we've been notified of the following. One, exemption number 4 for Byram Township. 2, exemption number 5s for Hardyston Township. 1, exemption number 2 for Ringwood Borough. And 29 exemption number 5s for Sparta Township due to a backlog in the township's administration that we are not expecting to occur again. Under project reviews, we have completed 2 Highlands applicability determination exemption number 11 reviews. The first in West Milford, Suez Water, New Jersey, applied to NJDEP for HAD 11 for the construction of an addition to an existing well and a treatment building that will house new equipment for the treatment of PFAS chemicals. Highlands Council staff finding is that the project is exempt and consistent with the goals of the RMP. Second, in Vernon Township and Byram Township in Sussex County, Independence Township in Warren County, and West Milford Township in Passaic County, Suez Water, New Jersey, has applied to the DEP for a HAD 11 to complete upgrades to existing well sites, including the design of PFAS and nitrate removal treatment systems, as well as improvements to ancillary equipment, such as well pumps, that may be impacted by the treatment improvements. Highlands Council staff found the project exempt and consistent with the RMP. Additionally, we have one new preservation area consistency review under review. In West Milford, the Land Conservancy of New Jersey was seeking a Highlands General Permit Number 1 to conduct restoration efforts that will improve water quality and enhance wildlife habitat at the Westbrook 2 Preserve. Highlands Council staff recently found the project consistent with the RMP. And of note for this particular project, it's taking place on a parcel formerly known as the Kugler property, which the Highlands Council actually helped to preserve using federal Highlands Conservation Act grant money. I also have several planning area exemption reviews to report out on. First, in Parsippany Troy Hills, the Board of Fire Commissioners District 5 is proposing to demolish a circa 1984 fire station and replace it with a two-story, 10,335 square foot fire station. Highlands Council staff found the exemption number 4 to be applicable. Next, in Clinton Township, Hunterdon County, DJV Holdings is proposing site improvements on Main Street in the town of Clinton. Planned activities include additions to an existing building on the first and second floors, along with site improvements, including adding an ADA compliant entrance. Highlands Council staff review for a possible exemption number 4 is pending for this project. Next, in Rockaway Township, Morris County, Above Grid Solar Carport 2020 LLC is proposing to install an array of solar carports across the Morristown Medical Center Health Pavilion parking lot. These structures will be interconnected with the local utility and generate renewable energy while acting as shade structures for parked cars. Highlands Council staff found exemption number 4 to be applicable. For planning area consistency reviews, Highlands Council staff review is pending for the following 3 projects. First, in Pohatcong Township, Larkin Associates is proposing construction of 4 apartment buildings and associated site improvements. Next, in Hackettstown, Warren County, 7 Route 57 LLC proposes to remove all existing structures and associated improvements on 2 adjacent lots and construct a new 2-story apartment building, associated parking lot, and supporting site improvements. Lastly, in Parsippany Troy Hills, Hazza Bell Northeast proposes to construct a Taco Bell restaurant with drive-thru in place of an existing pub and restaurant. Moving forward to HDC updates, 2 allocation applications have been received. The first in Tewksbury, Hunterdon County, block 27, lot 145.07, 5 acres residential. The allocation determination for this property was 25.25 HDCs. And the next also in Tewksbury, Hunterdon County, block 27, lot 145.08, 5.01 acres residential. The allocation determination was 25 HDCs. And then moving on to personnel updates, some good news. We've selected a candidate for the vacant regional planner and land preservation coordinator position, and she will be starting on Monday. So I look forward to introducing her to you. Also, the council posted a notice for the vacant GIS manager position on March 31st, and applications are now being accepted. Finally, we posted a notice for the vacant environmental scientist position on April 13th, applications also being accepted for that. And lastly, as Chairman Richko mentioned, our next council meeting is scheduled for May 19th, and that will be in person. That's my report. All right.
Thank you, Lisa. Do any council members have questions for the executive director? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. The first voting matter on our agenda is approval of the January 20th meeting minutes. You may recall at our last meeting, there was some discussion regarding these minutes. And the decision was made to hold the vote to approve until revisions could be made. Council members have all received revised minutes and had an opportunity to review. So with that, may I please have a motion and a second on approval of the January 20th, 2022 Highlands Council meeting minutes. Who would like to make that motion?
I'll move it,
Van Abs.
Okay, moved by Council Member Van Abs and seconded by Council Member Holtaway. Any discussion? Okay, hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Doherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Minutes pass.
Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the February 17, 2022 meeting. May I please have a motion and a second for these minutes?
I will make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Moved by Councilmember Vizioli. We need a second.
I'll second it, Carl.
Seconded by Councilmember James. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Doherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sebetich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Minutes pass.
Next on the agenda are two resolutions from the Budget and Finance Committee. So I will now turn things over to the chair of the committee, Bob Holtaway, to introduce the first of the two resolutions. Bob?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first resolution revolves around the selection of qualified legal firms for defense of any actions against the Highlands Council, if necessary. This is none is pending that we know of, but this is part of the be prepared portion of our work. And there has been a process that was developed and reviewed by our committee and passed along to the entire council. And I'm going to let Gabrielle give you the details.
Thank you, Councilmember Holdaway. We had a RFQ that we put out for a special counsel for Highlands Act litigation under our enabling statute at NJSA 13:20-20. The council is required to provide legal representation to local government units under a very specific set of circumstances. As Councilmember Holdaway said, we have not had to use it yet, but after legal review, it was determined that we need to have the ability to act under the provision should the need arise. After consulting with the Attorney General's office, it was decided that we should mirror their process and have a list of qualified attorneys. We let out our first RFQ on January 19th, 2021 and accepted proposals through March 19th, 2021. Unfortunately, we got no responses to that. We reposted the RFQ on July 22nd, 2021 and accepted responses through October 20th, 2021. And we also sent that RFQ to all of the firms that were already qualified under the Attorney General's list. And we got three submissions, three proposals from three firms. Those firms are Corella Byrne, Checky, Olstein, Brody, and Agnello. Meth, Fiesel, and Werbel, and McManaman, Scotland, and Bauman. All three firms are very qualified firms in the state of New Jersey. They have a wealth of experience in different areas that are related to what might come up under Highlands Act litigation. So it is our recommendation that we qualify all three firms so that in the event that there are conflicts or other things that arise, we have enough to choose from and we can get representation if we need it to those local government units.
Thank you, Gabrielle. And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yeah, okay. I was going to ask for council discussion, but is this point of order?
I don't know if I can vote on this. One of the firms is employed at the town of Morristown. So can I get a ruling on that?
Okay. Gabrielle, Jason?
I'm sorry, Mayor Daugherty, you're indicating that the town of Morristown works with one of the firms?
Is one of our firms that we hire for.
Okay, so my ruling on that would be you can vote on this motion. When the awards are given, you wouldn't vote on the award for that firm.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so thank you, Gabrielle. And before we begin council discussion, public comment, we need a motion in a second. We have a motion by Councilmember Holtaway. Who would like to second this?
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Second by Council Member Vizzioli. Would any council members have any discussion or comments on this resolution?
Yes, Chairman.
Council Member Dressler.
I'm cognizant of each of the firms. They are terrific firms. We're getting the cream of the crop with these firms.
Thank you, Mike. Just for everybody to know, we're not funding any money at this point for these firms. This is just in case we do need them, and this way they'll be approved to begin work. So any other council comments? All right, hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Carol to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now, we are accepting comments on the legal firm's resolution only. Other matters should be held to later in the meeting. Carol, please instruct the public on commenting.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman Richgo. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raise hand option in Zoom or press *9 on your phones now. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow instructions and remember there may be a delay before you are called on. And before you are unmuted, please begin by providing your name and any organization that you are representing and indicate when you are finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. And at this time, Chairman Richgo, I do not see any hands up or anyone indicating they would like to comment on this resolution.
Okay, thank you, Carol. We'll give everyone 10 more seconds. Let's see if anybody does want to speak on it.
We still have no one. Oh, okay. Wait, a hand has gone up. A hand has gone up.
Okay.
Okay. Last four digits, 4723. You should be able to unmute yourself now if you follow the instructions. There we go. 4723, please go ahead.
Yeah, I got one question for you, Carl. Is this thing that we're doing now, this is taking effect 18 years after the act was started? And are any of the three firms on retainer as far as money? And is it, maybe you could answer those questions for me. Because after 18 years, now you need a law firm. I don't know. Do you know something that I don't know? So if you could answer me, I'd appreciate that.
Gabrielle, you want to just chime in?
Sure. If I may, these are just firms that we're seeking to qualify to be on a list should the need arise. They're not attorneys for us. The Attorney General's office is the attorneys for the state of New Jersey. This is attorneys that would be appointed to represent local government units who were sued over something in our act that they did in our act, if they're fully conforming. It's a very narrow set of circumstances. As you've indicated, we've not had to use it yet in the history of the Highlands Council. However, Because the provision exists, we should have a list which we can go to should the need arise. So that's what we're doing here. No money has exchanged hands or will exchange hands unless the need arises for representation under the narrow set of circumstances provided for in NJSA 1320:20.
Thank you, Gabrielle. Thank you, Lisa. Any other comments from the public?
Oh, I'm not done.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hello.
Oh, okay. You're still on. I thought, okay, go ahead.
The question is it for municipal to use or is it for a private person to use this?
I think for, Gabrielle, you can answer municipalities. That
if a municipality was sued under a very narrow set of circumstances, under our act, not for something that's related just to the municipality, under the Highlands Act, it would trigger this provision. And again, it's never been used in the history of the Highlands Council, but we need to have the ability to use it should the need arise. And that's what we're doing today.
Okay.
Thank you, Hank.
As a owner of land in the preservation area that's never been compensated for the loss of the value of our property, can we use this firm to represent us to get the money that we were promised?
No.
Okay. The answer is no. I'm sure, Gabrielle, right? Shake your head. Yes. And we need to move on. Thank you, Hank. Your 3 minutes are up. Anyone else would like to comment on this from the public? Carol, do we have anyone else?
We do not have anyone else at this time.
Okay, I think at this point, anyone else I wanted to comment would be on the phone. So do any council members have further comment on this resolution?
No.
Okay, hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Okay. Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Member Holtaway, would you please walk us through the next resolution from the Budget and Finance Committee?
This is the approval for a plan conformance grant funding for open space master plan update for Denville Township. These are the kind of things I like to see. The more developed areas have a harder time with open space, and I'm glad we're able to give them a hand with that. And James will be providing the nitty-gritty details. James?
Yeah, thank you. So Denville Township has submitted a request for a $15,000 grant to update their open space master plan element. Denville is located in both the planning and preservation area, but is only conforming for the preservation area. The township last updated their open space plan in 2001. The township has successfully preserved the majority of properties targeted under that old plan, and there is a need to update the plan to identify new targets for preservation, as well as look for other opportunities for the use of its existing open spaces. The development of an open space master plan element is a required part of plan conformance under RMP Goal 1I. The grant is recommended to be approved subject to the submission of a final scope of work with payment made based on a reimbursement basis after submission of completed deliverables. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you, James. Before we begin council discussion and public comment, can we please get a motion and a second on this resolution? Who would like to move?
I'll move it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I'll second it.
Moved by Council Member Holtaway, seconded by Council Member James. Any council comment? Okay, hearing none. This is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Carol to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the Denville Township resolution only. All other matters should be held to later on in the meeting. Carol, please instruct the public on commenting.
Sure, thank you, Chairman Richko. Members of the public wishing to speak should raise their hand in Zoom or press star 9 on their phones now. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number, and please follow instructions and remember there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. And please remember to begin by providing your name and any organization that you are representing and indicate when you're finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. And Chairman Richko, I believe our first commenter is Elliot Ruga. Elliot, you are unmuted.
Carol, well, Mr. Chairman, members of the council. My name is Elliot Ruga. I'm the Policy and Communications Director at the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. And we think it's great that Denville Township is undertaking an update to their open space master plan. That's something we support, but we question the appropriateness of the Highlands Council paying for it. It used to be that access to planning grants and priority for open space funding was a benefit of conformance. But I think Denville Township has expressed no interest in conformance. They have not conformed. In fact, originally they were conforming their planning area, but withdrew that early on. And they have 7 acres in the preservation area, all of it either in state open waters or part of the regulated 300-foot buffer, absolutely undevelopable. So their conformance action.
We just lost, Elliot, we just lost you a second, the audio.
Am I back?
Yes, you're back.
Okay, thanks. Sorry about that. They have shown no interest in conformance where they can. And the provision of this resolution states that the Highlands Council approved in a resolution to provide grant funding for Highlands municipalities to cover the reasonable expenses associated with revisions to master plans, development regulations, or other regulations to conform them to the regional master plan. I don't see how this open space master plan update qualifies as a conformance action. And I don't think this is where the Highlands Council should be spending its grant funding.
Thank you, Elliot. I see that our next member of the public is 4723. I think that's Hank Klump. Hank?
Hello.
Yes, you're on, Hank.
Yeah, hey, it's Hank Klump, a farmer in Tewksbury, 150 acres in a preservation area, not by choice. Question for you, as long as they're going back, update their master plan, how about the sending district for the Highlands in the master plan? It sounds like a perfect time to do. I mean, they're doing this over again. Let's see where the sending district is. I'd appreciate, are they or are they not doing anything on the sending district? You can answer yes or no answer.
Okay, I don't think that's a yes or no answer. Carol, are there anyone else that would want to comment on this resolution?
We have no other hands raised at this time.
Okay, and I think that if anybody wanted to make a comment, they would have by now. So do any council members have further comment?
Yeah, I do. This is Mike Sabatich. I find Elliot Ruga's objections to paying for this updated master plan pretty serious. And although I love open space, as anybody knows me, I'm all for open space as opposed to Passaic County. So I think this municipality will update its master plan with or without the $15,000. And I think I'm going to vote against that measure.
Any other council members have any comment?
Chairman.
Okay, Councilmember Dressler.
I just was wondering if we have attempted to try and use this grant money as leverage to have them rethink their conformance.
I will ask Lisa if she'd like to chime in on this as far as the grant for Denville. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, so the municipalities that we work with obviously are a wide range of municipalities, spanning from those that are completely in conformance and work with us on many, many projects, to those, frankly, that are not particularly interested in any aspect of conformance. And it's a full spectrum. And often what we found is, for whatever reason, if a particular municipality is not interested in that moment in time in conformance, we generally have outreach meetings with them. Either we join them for their public meetings, or we do sit-down meetings with the appropriate elected officials or professionals and talk through what are their concerns and priorities. And what we have found is, in situations where there are some municipalities that, again, for whatever reason, are not quite there yet with wanting to file a petition for plan conformance, they often are obviously interested in potential grants and in working with us. And we often will use that as a way to develop relationships with these communities, and frankly, as a way to talk to them and continue to have an ongoing conversation about the benefits of working with the Highlands Council, the benefits of conformance, the benefits of our technical assistance as well. And we have discussed this a lot internally. Another important, very important point to remember, I think, is a lot of these grants that we provide further the goals of the Highlands Act and the RMP, which is what we're supposed to be doing. And while it's true that that's the case sometimes for communities that are not yet conforming, I believe that our experience has borne out that many times it will show the municipality that it is overall a positive experience working with us, and it moves the needle considerably, number one. And number two, again, bottom line, does this project advance the goals of the Highlands Act and the regional master plan? And clearly in this case with Denville, we believe that updating their open space plan furthers the goals of the Highlands Act and the regional master plan.
I just have a problem with rewarding a municipality for not conforming.
Understood. And I will tell you that I don't believe for most of these municipalities, a grant in the, you know, to the order of, let's say, $15,000, like in this case, I don't think that is enough, a sufficient sort of stick, if you will, that if we're not going to give them the $15,000, then that's going to change their mind on conformance. Most of these grants, I'm sorry.
But if they're not going to change their mind, why do we reward them for that with that money instead of other municipalities that are helping us?
Go ahead, James.
Denville Township is conforming for the preservation area. That's all they're legally required to do, and they're conforming for that area. Yes. So they're meeting their obligation. They also are working with us. They are developing a water use and conservation management plan for the entire town as well. So that implements the RMP. So that although they may not be conforming for the planning area, they are meeting their legal obligations in relation to the Highlands Act. And they are doing things to implement the RMP. And since they are conforming town, they are required to adopt an open space plan as per the RMP.
Dan, I understand all that, but I just don't want to reward somebody for minimally adhering to the Highlands. That's just my personal opinion.
I see that the council member Van Abs has his hand raised, and I also see a member of the public. I just want to let the members of the public know that we've already closed public comment on this resolution. So Dan, I think you're on now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I remember dealing with this issue with Denville having all of 7 acres in the preservation area, but where's the bright line? You know, is it 7 acres? Is it 70 acres? Is it 700 acres? I'm not sure that we really should be making that call. I would be more concerned if, in fact, they were looking for, you know, $100,000 to redo their entire master plan. They're not, because the master plan revision should be part of a plan conformance process. But when it comes down to an open space plan, to me, that is a very legitimate expense for us to further the potential for landowners to have their land purchased by the municipality. And that's really what we're talking about here. So thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Any other comments before we vote?
I just want to say, Carl, I think what Lisa pointed out, you know, the more you work with municipalities, the more they trust the people in the Highlands, they find out how professional they are, and they seek it then out on other projects that, that they need to cooperate with us. So on that alone, plus, you know, me and open space, Carl. So I actually think anything that we do to enhance that, we should do. So there's not a lot of money. And I think Lisa's point was well taken.
Yeah, Bruce, I agree with you. That's exactly my thoughts on this. And Mike Francis, I see you have your hand raised.
Yes, I do. And I don't know. Okay, I see it. Listen, the regional master plan is a pretty good document as far as planning goes. And if we can encourage people to use our models, our golden objectives, whether they're fully, it's not a matter of reward or not reward. It's a matter of moving towards a good planning document, and our regional master plan certainly is. If we get any municipality to come closer to our goal objective, our regional master plan, doesn't matter whether they formalize or not. What matters is that they're meeting our golden objective. So whether you say, whether you feel it's a reward or not a reward, that's not what it's about. It's about good planning. And I believe if they get closer to our regional master plan, that really answers a lot of questions, and it automatically bring them closer.
Thank you, Council Member Francis. Any last comments on this? Okay, hearing none. Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
I have listened to my colleagues. I've thought, and they've convinced me for the most part that it's good planning, and I'm going to change the vote and vote yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sevetich.
No.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
All right, next we have the Plan Conformance Committee. I'm going to turn things over to the chairman of that committee, Councilmember Dressler, to provide us with background on the resolution.
Okay, we had a Plan Conformance meeting a couple of weeks ago, a great meeting. And we have before us a petition for plan conformance by Union Township. Now, I just want to state that Corey and the staff for the Highlands Council worked very, very hard on this. They did a great job, and it's a real feather in their cap. Corey, the staff, I want to thank you for what you've done on this. And I'm going to turn it over to Corey to give us his presentation.
Thank you, Judge. While I get the screen sharing going, thinking about this petition, I believe I brought one of the first petitions forward during our remote meetings for COVID with Washington Borough, and I'm happy to be bringing you what is hopefully our last remote petition with Union Township today. And this has been the culmination of over 3 years of work getting the municipality to where we are now, beginning with meetings in 2018. And while I'm presenting this petition today, as the judge pointed out, I want to acknowledge all the work from staff in making this happen, and specifically representatives from Union Township, Paige Steiger, who's with us today, Alan Ford, and their planning consultant, Emily Goldman, who is also with us today. Union Township is roughly 13,000 acres or 21 square miles 80% of that is the preservation area, while 20% of that is the planning area. This petition for plan conformance is preservation area only. And again, as we were discussing with the previous resolution, my hope is that in time with trust building with the municipality, they may opt to join the planning area as well. Again, as you can see here, the township is mostly preservation area with small portions of the planning area in the south and along the Route 78 corridor. And large portions of the township are in the protection zone, including the Round Valley Reservoir, with the remainder in the conservation zone. There is a small portion of existing community zone along the Route 78 corridor that again is in the planning area. A public comment period was held regarding the Union Township's petition for plan conformance from February 11th through March 14th. No comments were received. Per our plan endorsement with the State Planning Commission, an advanced copy of the consistency review before you was sent to the Office of Planning Advocacy, which also had no comment, but was encouraged by the petition. Implementation funding for the township includes a master plan reexamination report, stormwater management planning, agricultural retention and farm preservation plans, and an interactive environmental resource inventory. Funding for additional items may be requested by the township at a later date. The staff recommendation for the township is that the council approve the petition with conditions, including adoption of the Highlands referral ordinance, the master plan Highlands element, and the Highlands interactive environmental resource inventory, as well as continued adherence to the implementation plan and schedule. And that, council members, is the Union Township petition for plan conformance. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Anybody have any questions for Corey? Council members, questions?
No, sir.
And I don't. Okay, so thank you, Corey. Thank you, Council Member Dressler. Before we begin council discussion and public comment, can I please get a motion and a second on this resolution to approve the petition for plan conformance from Union Township?
I'll move it, Chairman.
It moved by Council Member Dressler. You need a second.
I'll second it, Chairman.
Seconded by Council Member James.
Yep.
Is there any discussion, council discussion? Hearing none, this is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Carol to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the petition from Union Township only. All other comments should be held for later in the meeting. Carol, please instruct the public on commenting.
Thank you, Chairman Richko. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raise hand option in Zoom or press star 9 on your phone now. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow instructions and remember there may be a delay before you're called on or before you're unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization that you are representing and indicate when you are finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. Our very first person, I believe it's 4723.
I believe that's Hank Klump. I don't see, it seems to yes, have disappeared.
Yeah, I don't know if the, okay. All right.
We have Julia Summers. Yeah,
Julia, I will unmute you, Julia. Okay, you should be good to go.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody. I'm Julia Summers, Executive Director of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. I'm delighted that Union is finally going through this process. I recognize it's taken a while. I'm not quite sure why, but this is a long overdue, and it's great that it's happening. And we really welcome the fact this is, especially given the location of the largest reservoir in the state of New Jersey, in the township of Union, it's incredibly important that this move forward. So we welcome it. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia. All right, I don't see anyone else in the queue, so.
I don't either. Okay. All right, here we go. It's 4723. It's 4723. I'm gonna unmute you now. Please follow the prompts.
Okay, that's Hank Klump.
No, I'm not sure it is. 4723.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Hank, follow the instructions. There? Hold on. They might be having trouble unmuting themselves. It's trickier on the phone. All right, I'm gonna, 4723, if you just listen quiet, everyone could be quiet. Oh, 4723 went away again.
Okay.
There we go. Wait, I'm gonna ask to unmute again. 4723, I'm gonna ask you to unmute. Please follow the prompts. If you want to comment.
It's still muted.
Okay.
I understand. The way it works for the phone is I have to ask them to unmute themselves, and it does Hello. Look like that line
no, is he's, unmuted. He's, there he's no longer muted. He's fine.
Okay. He's okay.
Yes, Hank Klump.
Hank Klump, yeah. Are you there? Okay, here he yeah. is. Yes, Hank.
All right. Coming through.
All right. I, you know, boy, I'm glad next month can't come soon enough. But one of the things it's, and I question this is, I know it's 13,000 acres that you talked about. Is there a Senate district in there to comply with the Highlands Act that would help some? I don't know. I'm asking the question.
Chairman Richco, I'm happy okay. to respond if you'd prefer.
Okay, Corey, go ahead.
So, Mr. Klump, this petition is for the preservation area only, and given that it is in the preservation area and the township has limited development potential within that region, there is no Highlands TDR sending district proposed at this time.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay. Carol, I don't see anyone else in the queue. So I'll end public comment. Any other further comments from the council?
Just one very minor, and that is we seem to have misplaced Round Valley Reservoir, which is in Clinton Township. In Union Township, it's Spruce Run Reservoir, the third largest.
Okay, thank you. All right, so seeing no further comment from the council, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Abs.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richco.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
Chairman, I'm going to have to exit now.
Yes, I know you had to leave. Well, thank you for this. And
thank you. If you only had seven people left, I would stay and cancel my appointment.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay well, Tim.
Okay, thank you.
Our next voting matter on the agenda today is the submission of the 2021 annual report to the governor and the legislature, which will also trigger release of the report to the general public. Can I please get a motion and a second on the resolution to approve the submission of the 2021 annual report? Who would like to move that?
I'll move it, Carl.
Moved by Council Member James, seconded by Council Member, who would like
Van
to
second?
Council Member Van Abs. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Would any council members like to comment? This is an annual thing that we do. We've done so many years. Anybody else? Okay, this is a voting matter with public comment. And before I ask Carol to provide instructions for commenting, I'd just like to remind members of the public that right now we are accepting comments on the submission of the annual report only. All other matters should be held for later in the meeting. Carol, please again instruct the public on commenting.
It's harder to be Herb August than I thought it was going to be. Thank you, Chairman Richco. Members of the public wishing to speak should use the raise hand option in Zoom or press *9 on their phones now. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow the instructions and remember there may be a delay before you're called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization that you are representing and indicate when you have finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. And at this time, Chairman Richko, I do not see any raised hands. Remember, just raise your hand in Zoom or press star 9 on your phone. We do have a comment.
Okay.
It looks like phone number 1079. I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself now. Please follow the prompts.
Okay, we have.
There we go.
Okay.
1079, go ahead.
My name is David Shope, and I'm wondering if the annual report mentions the fact that there are no receiving areas for TDR credits. The TDR credit is current. The TDR program is currently out of money, and the basis on which the Highlands Act was founded in 2004, the report that says that unless something is done, $30.3 billion in additional water treatment costs will be incurred by the year 2050. I would like these issues mentioned in your annual report because they remain unresolved. The $30.3 billion report, ostensibly issued by the North Jersey Water Supply Authority, remains unfound, and it's not found because it doesn't exist. The TDR program is just a total fiasco. There are no receiving areas for TDR credits. All of these facts should be mentioned in the annual report. That concludes my comments.
Hey, Carol, are there anybody else in the queue? I see no one, so we will now ask for any comments from the council members. Hearing none, Annette, please poll.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Daugherty. Councilmember Dressler.
Yes.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Sabatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Van Apps.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Vodin.
Yes.
Chairman Richko.
Yes.
Resolution passes.
All right, we move on to old and new business. Before we get to Councilmember Vodin's proposed motion, I'm going to ask if any other council members have any old or new business.
I do not.
Hearing none, as council members are aware, on April 14th, Councilmember Vodin submitted a proposed motion. I will now ask Councilmember Vodin to introduce his motion.
I'm sure you all read my comments, and I'll get right to the motion. I move that we, the council, review our transfer development program to conform to our regional master plan objective 7B7G, comply with the state TDR Act, specifically NJSA 40:55D-155, 156, 157, and follow the directions of the Highlands TDR technical report, page 37, that all require a periodic review of the TDR program.
Okay, is there a second? All right, hearing no second, the motion fails for lack of second.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I mean, I make a comment. By our inaction here, our unwillingness to make a commitment, we are ignoring our responsibilities under the Act. We're showing an obvious lack of interest and concern and providing full and equitable relief to those property owners that are guaranteed just compensation by the Highlands Act and the Constitution of the United States. We're ignoring the statutes. We're not following the law. They specifically state that there shall be reviews of the TDR program in the Act, in the regional master plan, and and throughout our documents, and we're ignoring that fact and ignoring our responsibilities to review these programs. This is a disgrace. Thank you.
Okay, I disagree with you. We are adhering to what we need to do in the Highlands Act. We've had staff and the our legal teams review this many times over the last year and a half, and I am glad that we've hopefully have put this to rest.
Submitted to the Office of Smart Growth the findings of the reviews? That's a requirement under the Act, the Regional Master Plan, the technical review. If we have done this, have we met our requirements to do the actions required in a review? If we have done, I'll drop this subject completely. If you can show me where we have provided the Office of Smart Growth with the results of the review of the Transfer Development Rights Program. If not, we are not in compliance with the Act, with our Regional Master Plan, and we are neglecting our responsibilities. This is our responsibility. It's not the responsibility of the staff. The big question is it the staff? Is it the legal department? No, we, the council, are obligated to comply with the Act. It's our responsibility. I'm talking to the other council members then, not the public.
Don't talk for me. Don't talk for me at all, please. You know, and Carl, I would not.
Yes, council members.
If you don't want to hear what I have to say.
Council members, wait. Everybody wait. Let's keep this clean. Let's let Councilmember Bowden finish, and then we'll move on. Just finish your comments, Councilmember Bowden.
Well, let's James. Let him finish his comments. He spoke out of order. Let him continue to speak.
He didn't speak out of order.
Did he?
Go ahead and finish your comments.
He didn't address the chair. He addressed me. He addressed me personally.
Well, you're addressing us personally.
Shut him up.
All right, guys, come on. Let's go.
I'm done.
Council members, let's let Council Member Bowden finish. Are you finished, Council Member Bowden?
I'm done.
Okay, thank you. We will now open the meeting for any general public comments before I ask Carol to provide instructions. I want to remind the public that we welcome any comments or questions at this time, but we will not engage in dialogue. If you have a specific question, please feel free to pose it and then follow up with staff via telephone or email. Carol, please provide instructions.
Members of the public wishing to speak at this time should raise their hand, use the raise hand option in Zoom, or press star 9 on your phone. You will be identified by your name or the last four digits of your phone number. Please follow instructions. Remember, there may be a delay before you are called on and before you are unmuted. Please begin by providing your name and any organization that you represent. And please indicate when you are finished with your comment. As a reminder, comments are limited to 3 minutes. The first hand up is phone number 4723. 4723, please follow the automated prompts to unmute yourself.
Hey, that's Hank Klump. Hank?
His line is unmuted. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Carl, I've got a question for you. It's Hank Klump, a farmer and in the preservation area. But hopefully, from what transpired here, and I'm just going to paraphrase this. Senator Bob Smith, on the original thing that he started with the Highlands, said that he'd find funding for the losses of the people in the Highlands for their sacrifice. Now, you know and I know that if you're in a preservation in the Highlands area, your land is worthless. You can't go to the bank on. So, you know, the other thing that bothers me immensely is that, you know, you say we have 3 minutes. Well, 3 minutes once a month, and we're making a sacrifice for the Highlands. Everybody's telling us what we can do and can't do with our land. And it's ludicrous. I mean, there's no compensation. There's no TDR program. The bank is broke. I mean, the other thing that bothers me too is when we do answer, or I answer, ask a question. I know sometimes I get an answer, sometimes I don't. I never get a follow-up from the staff, or as you put it, responsible, time, feasible, moving forward to the council or its staff. I've never gotten, you know, I've asked numerous questions. I mean, in the staff, you know, you got over a million dollar staff there. So I think some of the questions that are asked should be answered. So that's my comments. Listen, I've been glad to get back to the regular meeting here in May. I don't know, what's the date on it? Do you know offhand?
I think it's May
21st.
21st.
19th. May 19th.
Yes, and Hank, I look forward to seeing you then.
All right. Yeah, me too. God bless. Stay healthy. All right.
Thank you. All right. We do see we have Michael Ilardi is our next in the queue for public comment. Michael?
Yes, it's Michael Ilardi. I'm in White Meadow Lake in Rockaway Township. I was wondering, I know in the past there was funding for development credits. White Meadow Lake owns about 150 acres that are adjacent to Wildcat Ridge in Rockaway Township. And I was wondering if there's anything in the program for funding to have where we could sell land credits to preserve our land versus a developer needing to have credits. Is there anything in the works for that that there was several years ago?
First of all, is this Dr. Michael Ilardi I'm speaking to?
No, it's not. I think there is a dentist up in Oak Ridge.
Yes, okay, that's what I played tennis with Dr. Ilardi a lot, so I thought maybe that was you. All right, well, Michael, you have a good question, and what I'd like to ask you to do is simply to call our executive director, Lisa Plevin, and she will have someone on our staff work with you. Okay, so.
Is there a phone number that?
Okay, Annette, can you give the phone number?
Yes, it's 908-879-6737. And you could ask for extension 111. That's myself.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
I see someone, 1079. I think that's Mr. Show.
Yes, and I just asked him to unmute himself and he is unmuted. Go ahead, 1079.
My name is David Shope, and what just transpired should make everyone aware that the plan that was evolved in the 2000 executed actually in 2004 is now coming into full bloom. Compensation was never intended, and the fact that Richard Vodin's motion failed to get a second should put an explanation point on this, which incidentally the failure to get a second I consider a gutless act of cowardice. That's how I see it. Which really didn't shock me, because yous have demonstrated this to me over the years. Anyhow, it's hardly earth-shaking news. And I think I'll not quite. The U.S. Forest Service came up with a study on the Highlands, where they concluded that the going land price in town 1980s was $10,000 an acre. That was a cookie cutter price, nothing exceptional. It was a typical price. And they wanted to preserve 100,000 acres in the Highlands at $10,000 an acre. That would be $1 billion, and it would have made them happy, and presumably all the Tweety birds happy as well. What this plan has done is taken the $10,000, $1980, and basically has reduced it to, on a good day, $2,000 an acre, 2022 acres, 2022 dollars. That's the plan. It's come full circle. You and your professionals who will enjoy a joyous retirement at the end of their stint, as you have, Mr. Richko. So the world will go on just right, and the landowners in the Highlands will be screwed to the wall, as will the heirs to this property, and that is the plan. It's always been the plan.
Mr. Shelby, you just have 15 seconds left. Please conclude.
I'm done.
Okay, thank you. So. All right, anyone else that's on the queue for a public comment?
I do not see any hands at this time, Chairman.
All right, we'll give 10 more seconds. Okay, we're going to close the public comment. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll move it.
Moved by Council Member James, and we need a second.
I'll second in third and fourth.
Okay, Council Member Vizioli seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes. The April 21st, 2022 meeting of the New Jersey Highlands Council is now adjourned. Everyone stay safe and well.